and over 99 million kwacha in vehicles and properties. Health Minister says Zambia's HIV response remains robust despite funding gap. Israel says it will start talks to free all hostages as cabinet approves Gaza City assault. To present the news, I'm Lusibilo Gondwe. Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Piri has disclosed that over 950 million kwacha in cash has so far been forfeited to the state from various members of the public. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Piri has also revealed that 154 vehicles and trucks with 57.17 million kwacha and 70 housing units valued at 42.32 million kwacha have been seized and forfeited. He has assured the public that all forfeited assets are fully accounted for, with all funds directed to Control 99 through the Secretary to the Treasury. Mr. Piri explains that some forfeited vehicles are redistributed to various institutions such as schools, hospitals, law enforcement agencies and government ministries that lack transport, emphasizing that the process is transparent and documented. While acknowledging public concerns over asset accountability, Mr. Piri has reiterated that relevant institutions are in place to ensure proper tracking and management.
When it comes to forfeited property, these are well accounted for. And you see the way the process works, that when we go to court and apply for forfeiture of these property, and the court issues a forfeiture, we then inform the Secretary to Treasury, because you know this is the chief controlling officer of the Republic. So under him, he constitutes an ad hoc committee of survey. So members of this committee of survey are drawn from key government agencies and ministries. These are the ones that inspect the properties and assess and ensure that these are distributed in a manner that is in keeping with how this type of properties should be handled. So right from what I've indicated here, there's full accountability. When we talk about real estate, when we talk about motor vehicles, some of them will be given to needy institutions, say hospitals, schools, boarding schools, government agencies, ministries that are in need of transport.
Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchema has assured citizens that the country's HIV response remains robust despite a significant funding gap of $42 million. According to the National AIDS Council, Zambia faces a funding gap of $42 million arising from the suspension of support from the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, which previously covered over 80% of Zambia's HIV response. Dr. Muchema has disclosed to Phoenix News that the 2026 national budget will include a significant increase in allocation for the health sector to address the 15% funding gap and strengthen the country's capacity to manage health programs. He adds that government is implementing measures to maintain a consistent supply of antiretroviral drugs, ARVs, despite the aid cut from the U.S. Dr. Muchema has emphasized that several key measures are being taken to address the financial challenge and ensure the continued availability of HIV drugs.
We are looking at also other comprehensive partners and what we can do, but also encouraging ourselves with the local manufacturing. There are a lot of other people coming on board, you see, but what we should assure Zambians that we are safe. I know the total number which we have, and also what gas has been left, and where we are today. We should not be scared, and so the local government has taken a very responsible step to assure our people.
The Bank of Zambia Governor, Dr. Denny Kalyelia, has assured the public that the new banknotes introduced last year are highly secure and difficult to counterfeit due to their advanced security features. Dr. Kalyelia has explained that the few attempted forgeries detected so far demonstrate the robustness of the note's security. He has told Phoenix News that the new banknotes are equipped with advanced security features that make duplication extremely difficult. However, Dr. Kalyelia is urging the public to remain alert and vigilant despite the security features to avoid falling victim to sophisticated fraudsters.
If you look backward, what do you seeing more counterfeit now than there was before. So that's what it should be compared. These notes are far much more protected than the earlier notes of security. We have even put that their people are being caught. That means that it is very difficult to counterfeit. Otherwise, they would have been successfully doing it without anyone knowing. But that they are being identified, that is a plus. That people can identify that it is a fake. So that's one of the reasons why we are sensitizing people to be able to identify genuine notes from fake ones. Yeah, get to the other side of the story, that if more people are being caught, then it means that the notes are doing their part, because people are able to distinguish which is fake and which isn't.
A third-party contractor has died after he was fatally injured while repairing a tire at the Zambia Sugar Nakambala Transport Workshop. The deceased, Joseph Kunda, a husband and father of two, was an employee of Cow Tire, a company contracted to undertake maintenance of tires for the Zambia Sugar fleet of equipment and vehicles. Zambia Sugar PLC Corporate Affairs Director Eugene Chungu has confirmed the development, which occurred yesterday, and says the company notified relevant authorities immediately after the incident occurred and is supporting investigations being conducted by the Zambia police. Mr. Chungu says following the incident, the company has suspended operations for 2 days and instituted a safety stand down, including face-to-face communication to convey the news to employees and contractors. He has reiterated the company's commitment to prioritizing the safety of its employees and contractors, as well as that of other stakeholders. Mr. Chungu has further assured that Zambia Sugar will continue to review and enhance safety installations and procedures used for all work assignments undertaken by employees and contractors to prevent similar incidents in future. In global news, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has instructed negotiations to begin for the release of all remaining hostages and an end to the war in Gaza on terms acceptable to Israel. Netanyahu told Israeli troops on Thursday night that his cabinet had also approved plans for a massive assault on Gaza City in the north of the territory, despite widespread international and domestic opposition. Hamas agreed to a proposal drawn up by the Qatari and Egyptian mediators for a 60-day ceasefire on Monday, which, according to Qatar, would see the release of half of the remaining hostages in Gaza. We monitor the BBC for details in this story and also for other global stories.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered negotiations to begin to conclude the Gaza war on Israel's terms, including the release of all Israeli hostages still held by Hamas. He also approved plans for a huge assault to take over Gaza City, despite widespread international and domestic opposition. New York's Attorney General Letitia James says she will appeal to the state's highest court after a decision in favor of President Trump. An appeals court threw out a $500 million penalty for fraud, finding it to be excessive. A car bomb has killed 6 people outside a Colombian military airbase in the city of Cali. Local media have blamed a dissident rebel group. The EMC group was also accused of carrying out a drone attack against a police helicopter outside Medellin on Thursday that killed 12 police officers.
We take a break.
A whole new flight for radio.
And now business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Mining expert Charles Molila is concerned over delays by the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development to release the geological mapping survey report, despite the exercise having already been funded. Mr. Molila says the continued delay risks undermining Zambia's copper production target of 3 million metric tons per annum, especially with growing global demand for minerals. In an interview with Phoenix Business News, Mr. Molila has stressed the need for the Mineral Regulatory Commission Act and the Geological Minerals Development Bill to align with copper production targets and be implemented without further delay. He is calling for stronger collaboration among stakeholders and is urging them